The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
Hello and welcome to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and I thank you so much for joining us here today on your favorite radio station. And don't forget, we are now 93.5 FM as well as our very faithful 1110 AM. And I hope you're doing great today. I hope you're feeling good. It's nice to see Uncle Mel feeling well after his procedure. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about medicine. And you know, one of the things, medicine has come a long way. There's no question that it saves many lives. People live longer. They don't die from childhood diseases, certainly many things, penicillin, wonderful things that save us from death that didn't years ago. And certainly modern medicine is wonderful, but modern medicine is also making us sick. And this is a claim that my guest today, Michael Murray, ND, which is, he can tell us exactly because I can't say the word so well when he's going to say it, he'll say it. But Dr. Murray has written this wonderful book called What the Drug Companies Won't Tell You and Your Doctor Doesn't No. You know, we sell sickness in this country, and I know Dr. Murray agrees with me on that. We're going to talk about that. But there's so many great ways, which he knows so wonderfully, about keeping us healthy without all the stuff that keeps us sick. So I want to welcome Dr. Michael Murray to Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Shannon. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today and giving us this terrific information. It's really true, right? Medicine is wonderful. I mean, it has come a long way. We don't die from childhood diseases. We live longer. We have wonderful things at our fingertips that we didn't years ago, but it is also making us sick. How can that be? Where's that conundrum coming from?
Well, most of the common health conditions that we're affected by now are related to diet, lifestyle, attitude, and
Did I lose the doctor, Rich? Something I lost here. Dr. Murray, could you possibly be on a cell phone and you cut out on us?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, stay in one spot. Don't move.
Okay.
No roaming around.
As I was saying, the problem is that the common health conditions that we're hit with now really owe their origin to diet, lifestyle, and our attitude, and we're trying to treat these conditions with biochemical band-aids, these drugs, and in many cases the drugs simply suppress the symptoms but make the underlying condition worse, or they have really serious side effects. So we have to really start changing the way that we address these conditions by focusing on what's causing them, and it's not a deficiency of the drug.
Right. So what you're basically saying is all this stuff that we get has its own side effects, which creates something else, and then we get another drug for that. After a while, our body is confused and doing us more damage than good. We're a bit better off with a symptom. But why don't doctors go right for finding what is really wrong, why we have this symptom, instead of, I think, just covering it over with a drug that masks the symptoms, right? Isn't that what that kind of do with a lot of these drugs?
Exactly, and it's really because of the system. The system is really based upon using drugs to address symptoms instead of looking deeper and trying to improve health by getting at the root cause. And a great example is the way that we treat arthritis. The major form of arthritis is osteoarthritis, and this form is characterized by a degeneration of cartilage. In addition to the drugs causing a lot of side effects, in fact, more people have died from Celebrex, a common arthritis medication, than we lost in the Vietnam War. These drugs also interfere with the body's ability to manufacture cartilage. The drugs like aspirin, ibuprofen, as well as the newer drugs like Celebrex, all impair the body's ability to build cartilage. So it's really counterproductive, and it's a classic example of the drug actually suppressing the symptoms but actually promoting the progression of the disease process.
But why don't we hear about that? We hear about all the things that are going to kill us all the time, but we don't hear about the things that actually kill us like that. I've never heard of this about Celebrex. I hear commercials saying it's wonderful.
Celebrex, Vioxx, and Bextra, these were a new class of drugs that were promised to provide all the benefits that we see in anti-inflammatory drugs, but without the side effects. But It didn't pan out. It turns out that these drugs can cause very serious heart disease in some patients. So it is known. I mean, you know, another good example is the drug Avandia, which is used in the treatment of diabetes. And this drug, when it was first brought to market, the research looked fantastic, but the drug companies did the research, and when they finally got around to doing the research themselves, they found their, when universities and independent agencies started looking at this drug, they found that it actually increased the risk of heart disease, and quite significantly, it carried with it a 64% increase in fatal heart disease. And the U.S. Senate conducted a very lengthy investigation and concluded that this drug, Avandia, for diabetes, caused over 83,000 heart attacks. So the information is out there, but the problem is that still the doctors typically only have drugs as tools, and we've got to do a better job educating doctors on the power of nature, the power of diet, lifestyle, and nutritional supplements, and other non-toxic therapies. That really is what we need to do to really improve the wellness of Americans. Adverse drug reactions are thought to contribute to over 100,000 deaths each year, making it the fourth leading cause of death in America.
Wow, that's really scary. So basically what you're saying is our system is not devoted to promoting health. It's devoted to keeping us sick. I mean, that's where we make the money. I mean, follow the dollars is basically what it comes down to. Aren't doctors taught this at all in medical school? Aren't they taught to not do this and maybe look at more natural things?
Yeah, you know, the first covenant of good medicine is do no harm. Mm-hmm. And yet, I don't think doctors are sufficiently educated in the real workings of many of these drugs. Most doctors rely almost exclusively on drug-sponsored education or on drug sales reps for information on these drugs, and they're not getting the full story. And it really goes beyond that. I mean, 90% of the drug research that's done in the United States is conducted by clinical research organizations. These are companies that the drug companies pay to actually do the research. So the drug companies own the research. So what gets presented to these expert panels by the FDA are largely biased studies, and we don't see many problems with drugs until after they've been on the market many, many years. So it's not all the doctor's fault. It really is the system's fault, and we've got to change that system. And what consumers can do is they can learn about ways they can improve their health. Prevention is definitely the best form of medicine, and we've got great information now on what we can do with diet, with lifestyle, with proper supplementation to prevent all these major diseases, diabetes, cancer, heart disease. There are natural approaches, depression, digestive disturbances. So just about any...
Dr. Murray, I think we lost you again. You're somewhere moving around on that cell phone. We can't do that. But let me just say that, you know, what you're talking about is all in this book, which is really, really helpful. What the drug companies won't tell you and your doctor doesn't know. I think we'll take a break until we find Dr. Murray come back again. And then we're going to talk about what you can do, because Dr. Murray has things to tell us what we can do instead of taking those drugs. So don't go anywhere. Stay with us. We are here talking to Dr. Murray on WTBQ, and we will be back in just a few.
Protecting your car can be one of the most important things you do this year. And at Leocadis Ford, they can make it easy. Stop by today for these great deals. The Works Fuel Saver Package. They'll rotate your tires, change your oil and filter, test your battery and more for only $29.95. They'll even include a free car wash. Tough starting your car in the morning? Could be time for a new Motorcraft-tested tough battery with an 84-month warranty for only $59.95. Give them a call at 986-1131. Remember, protecting your car can be one of the most important things you do this year. Give them a call at 986-1131. That's 986-1131. Leo Kadis Ford. Quality you can trust.
Paid for by citizens to elect John Bonasick.
This year, State Senator John Bonasick is running for re-election. John Bonasick is a fighter for our farmers, securing funding for flood control, and is known for his ability to work across the political aisle to get things done. John Bonasick is a leader in healthcare. He sponsored the Women's Health and Wellness Law, the most comprehensive healthcare law in the nation for women.
And John Bonasick has partnered in a bipartisan fashion with Governor Cuomo to repeal the MTA payroll tax for thousands of Hudson Valley small businesses. In Warwick, he is helping town officials cut through red tape in Albany to put the former state prison back into productive private sector use. He knows that jobs have to come first if New York is to prosper.
In the past, downstate Democrats controlled all of New York state government, and state government was a mess. Now, with a Republican-controlled Senate, we have a balanced government with bipartisan leaders like John Bonasick working for us. A bipartisan approach, political independence, and a balanced state government. Keep John Bonasick working for the Hudson Valley.
Where can you find a pharmacy that's capable of handling the healthcare needs of everyone in your family, including your pets? Apple Valley Pharmacy. They specialize in custom compounding, preparing medicines to suit your special needs. Owner and pharmacist Anne Clotier offers veterinary compounding too. You'll also find homeopathic remedies, vitamins, and dietary supplements. It's Apple Valley Pharmacy for Yankee Candles, school supplies, greeting cards, Kodak photo processing, Burt's Bees personal care items, Russell Stover candies, and healthy snacks too. Open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 7 p.m. and Saturdays till 5. Call 988-5805 or click on applevalleypharmacy.com. Apple Valley Pharmacy with 24-hour emergency prescription services. A family-friendly pharmacy that delivers free to all the hamlets of Warwick. Apple Valley Pharmacy in the Merchant Square Mall in Warwick.
Don't Miss Falling, now playing at the Minetta Lane Theatre. Written by Deanna Gent and directed by Laurie Adams, Falling boldly explores the dynamic and complicated reality of a family with an autistic young man. When a relative comes to visit, the entire family is thrown out of equilibrium, with everyone trying to balance what is best for the family and what is best for them. The play bravely speaks the truth about love and family and about hopes and dreams. It asks, how do you love someone who is difficult to love? Starring Daniel Everidge, Celia Howard, Daniel Pierce, J.C. Powers and Julia Murney. Get your tickets today. Visit fallingplay.com or call 800-982-2787 or visit the Minetta Lane Theatre box office, located one block south of West 3rd Street, just off 6th Avenue. Visit fallingplay.com. Don't miss Falling, now playing at the Minetta Lane Theatre.
Hello, this is Steve Newhouse.
And this is Dan Castricone.
Please join us on Thursdays on WTBQ at 1 p.m. as we talk about government, politics, and community events. If it's affecting your life, we're talking about it on WTBQ. Sponsored by Suburban Propane.
WTBQ. Hello and welcome back to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and don't go anywhere because today we are talking about your health and what you really can do to make sure you stay healthy. I'm talking to Dr. Michael Murray, who has written the book What the Drug Companies Won't Tell You and Your Doctor Doesn't Know. Alternative treatments may change your life and the prescriptions that could harm you. And we were talking before we took a break why in our system it's basically set up for us being sick, getting sick, and taking drugs when we are sick that often give us more side effects. So, you know, maybe you know that, maybe you don't. You should know that. If you don't, you should pick up a copy of this book. But there are things you can do, which Dr. Murray is here to tell us. And Dr. Murray, you talk about the five things that the common drugs that make us sicker. And you were talking before about the ones for arthritis. But how about sleeping pills? If you go to the doctor and say you can't sleep, they are going to give you Ambien or whatever they are and say, here, use these. Why is that a bad thing?
Oh, you know, it's really sad. Here's the fact that most people taking these drugs don't know. These sedative hypnotic drugs, these Valium-type drugs, as well as the newer drugs like Lunesta and Ambien and Halcyon, all these drugs actually increase mortality. They
They've done 19 very well-done population-based studies, and they show that these drugs dramatically increase the risk of heart disease, of all causes of death, increase the risk of cancer by 35%. These drugs are bad news, yet 12.5% of the American adult population are regularly taking these sedative hypnotic drugs. These drugs are known to have a long list of side effects. They're highly addictive. They interfere with brain chemistry, and they can increase the risk not only for depression, but they carry with them a 294% increased risk for developing dementia later on if they're used for several years. So these drugs are really bad news. And again, you don't become an insomniac because you're deficient in one of these drugs.
No.
We have to look to the underlying issues, and cognitive therapy has been shown to be very helpful in improving sleep quality, as has a number of natural products, 5-HTP, melatonin, L-theanine, valerian. There are safe and effective natural approaches to try. And for many people, a change in lifestyle and diet is all that's needed. Too much sugar is a big factor for sleep maintenance insomnia, for sleep onset insomnia. It's too much caffeine. So getting rid of the sugar and the caffeine in the diet can often be curative of poor sleep quality.
All right, but people are addicted, so it's hard for them to get off of it. So they can pick up your book and see the alternatives, which are really great natural alternatives.
Right.
What about something, I know this is not really one of your five, but something like OxyContin. I think everybody knows someone that's addicted to that. Is that addictive? I mean, when they give people pain pillars
right.
like this, what are they kind of destined to stay on them the rest of their lives?
They're highly addictive.
Yeah.
The makers of OxyContin, they had criminal charges brought against them because of their deception. You know, it was marketed to doctors as being a non-addictive pain reliever. Well, that turned out to be a huge lie, and the drug company executives knew it, and so they're doing time as criminals right now, and rightfully so. Yeah, these drugs are highly addictive. You know, pain is something none of us want, and we all want relief. So, we really are kind of stuck in some cases in using something as a pain reliever. But there are other options, acupuncture being one, utilizing a natural anti-inflammatory aids like curcumin can often bring about pain relief. It really depends what is causing that chronic pain. A lot of times it's mechanical issues that may respond to chiropractic care or massage. So there are alternatives out there even for severe chronic pain.
I think that's really tough, though, for people that are on it, because as you say, you're in pain, you want it to go away. You know there are drugs that will take it away. So you start taking them, and then there's your catch-22. You're kind of, I know someone who's been on them for many years and just seemed to not be able to get off of it. So, I always say, why don't you just stop it? And they say, oh, I can't. There's too much pain. So, and I think there's a lot of people like that. So that's a real problem. I think it's just a downward spiral of never ever be able to get better again once you're on something like that. Is that the same for antidepressants?
Yeah, antidepressants are more or less a con. They're only marginally more effective than a placebo. There's a big research effort right now showing that these drugs are not all that effective, and they're not as effective as cognitive therapy, talk therapies, teaching people how to deal with their issues and constructing a positive mental attitude are very important in really getting at the root issues. And the side effects of these drugs are really can be quite extreme. There's a cloud over all of these drugs. They do adversely affect many people that are taking them, and they're associated with, in some cases, really extreme and bizarre behavior. I mean, that's kind of the smoking gun with some of these heinous crimes like the Columbine, Virginia Tech, the Fort Hood crimes. And then this the Top Gun director, they think that he may have committed suicide. There are some people that these drugs really agitate in a way that to make them more psychotic or hurt themselves. So I think, again, you don't get depressed because you're deficient in Prozac, Paxil, or Zoloft. You
That's
know,
well
we
said.
Really,
right.
We really need to look at some natural approaches. You know, something as simple as taking more fish oils has been
right.
shown to relieve depression. Your brain is literally a vat of fat, and the type of fat that we consume in the diet determines the type of fat that we have in our brain, and that determines how well our brain functions. So improving the nutritional quality of our diet improves the nutrition in our brain, and that improves our brain function. That's been shown over and over and over again, and that's really how we should be treating many health conditions, particularly psychological conditions. Give the brain the tools it needs, the building block it needs, and it'll remodel itself towards health. That's one of the underlying goals of every cell in our body is to move us towards health.
You know, let me just say quickly on antidepressants. Years ago, I was like, you know, things had gone wrong and somebody gave me them. And within 2 weeks, I felt very odd and not normal. And like, I felt more depressed in a strange particular way. And I threw them away and started running. And I found that exercise gave me what I needed. So I think that...
That's great.
But it's true that, you know, if you do those natural things, I got the stimulation, I guess, my brain wanted from starting to run. And so I think doing those natural things, preventing it before it starts, getting rid of that extra stuff is so helpful. But it can be so simple. We are just not told. Can somebody go to you? And now you've written a few books. You have been on things like 2020 and Primetime Live. You are certainly out there. People know who you are. But can people come to you and say, I need help. I need to get off of these drugs and I need an alternative?
Oh yeah, that's
what you do.
Yeah, that's a big part of what naturopathic physicians do. People can go to my website, drmurray.com, drmurray, .com for more information. They can find naturopathic physicians in their community, and they can help them, find alternatives. But I when I was in practice, I saw mainly people who were trying to get off of various medications, and it's in most cases very easily done. If we support the body chemistry, if we focus on a health promoting lifestyle and diet and a positive mental attitude, it really does go a long way. I know it may sound simplistic, but if you look at the conditions that most people are suffering from, they're functional disorders, digestive disturbances, for example. We didn't touch on these acid blocking drugs, but they're really bad news. They increase the risk for fractures. They increase the risk for infections, not only gastrointestinal infections, but pneumonia.
Wow.
These drugs interfere with the absorption of many nutrients, so they're thought to play a role in such things as dementia. So, we need to focus on how we can improve the function of that body process instead of, you know, trying to take a drug that'll block the symptoms. And, I think that's the future of medicine. The
Good.
Future of medicine will be looking more at these natural approaches.
I hope so. The future of medicine, I think the future of healthcare in this country needs to go that way. I think everybody should have access to preventative care. Everybody should be able to get a mammogram or a colonoscopy. I think that, you know, insurance or not, these things are very basic. Everybody should have and understand the natural things. And I want to tell everybody, you can go get Dr. Murray's book, What the Drug Companies Won't Tell You and Your Doctor Doesn't Know, and your other books at your website, which is drmurray.com, and it's on Shannon's Corner. So you can just go through WTBQ, click on Shannon's Corner, and there's a direct link right there. So if you're in the car, don't bother writing it down. Just go there, and it's there. Dr. Murray, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate it. Sorry about the telephone glitch there at the beginning, but I enjoy it and hope to be on your show again.
I hope so, too. That's great. Thank you so much. And really, thank you so much for imparting us this wonderful information. It's so important for everybody to know. Stay healthy. It's the best thing you have in the world is your health. And boy, when you get sick, you know that. Anyway, thank you, everybody, for joining me today. Go to Dr. Murray's website, get his book. And in the meantime, we do have to wrap it up for today. And thank you for joining us. And until next time, don't forget to make good choices.